Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth, host of Time to BS. Being a part of Belly Up brings along some cool stuff and partners to join our crazy journey, that's for sure. Like Manscaped, for instance. Finally, a way to delicately clean and trim your fromundas without cutting them. Because that'll hurt like hell. Use the promo code BellyUpFantasy at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order. That's BellyUpFantasy in all caps at manscaped.com.
It's time to BS.
Hello, you filthy degenerates, and welcome to another edition of Time to BS with Daniel Smooth. Hope you guys are doing pretty good here today, or tonight, depending on where the hell you may be. This is kind of an emergency podcast, I think you'd want to put it. Where was I going with this? When does Disney Plus have advertisements? So me and my girlfriend were watching... I forget what the fuck we were watching. Big Hero 6. Or something. She's never seen it. Great movie. Highly recommend if you're a Disney nut and you haven't seen the movie. I highly recommend you go see it. And... we're a quarter of the way through the movie. All of a sudden, ads pop up. Why? Why is that remotely necessary? Why is it even the slightest of bit necessary to do? Okay. So, Disney is a multi-billion dollar company. Why do you need advertisements? You know what my theory is? Cable's going to go out of business, and all of a sudden streaming's going to take over, and all of a sudden, where's the ad money go? Streaming. There you go. Problem solved. Now, this is basically an emergency podcast because we have a massive trade that just happened in the NHL. And I honestly don't know how to feel about it. Bo Horvat traded from the Vancouver Canucks to the New York Islanders. And suddenly... I'm having a mix of confidence and concern. I shall read you the trade description. Prospect Atu Ratu, forward Anthony Beauvillier, and a 2023 top 12 protected first round pick for Bo Horvat. Okay. Now, at first you're like, Ratu's their top prospect. But at the same time, he's had some really good moments. Part two. Beauvillier. He was rumored to be traded anyway, so it's no big deal. I mean, can't really lose sleep on that. The first round pick. They believe they can make the playoffs, so it's... Alright, here we go. I mean, you're in a dogfight of a division. You're a few points out of a playoff spot, so it's not terrible. And then we get to the player. Bo Horvat. He's a good player. I mean, 50, almost 60 points this season in 49 games. He's a good player. Really good player. Good centerman. And then you start to get to line combinations. Okay, so, they got five centers now, so it's, Barzal, where is he going? Is he going on the wing? I mean, Nelson's a natural centerman. I mean, I would assume that Horvat's going to be on the top line with Barzal and whoever they decide to put a wing. Nelson, second line. All right, pretty good. I got to say, pretty good. Peugeot and Cizikas run of the center positions. All right, no big deal. It's good. I mean, I'm not gonna remotely complain about it, but it's good looking trade. Good trade. I like it. I've sat on it for about an hour, give or take. And I can convince myself to be optimistic about this trade. I can be optimistic. It's okay. I can be optimistic. Next up. I talked about this a few episodes ago. Avatar: The Way of Water passes Avengers: Infinity War as now the fifth highest grossing film ever. So it turns out they needed $2 billion to break even. And here they did. That's kind of funny when you think about it. No, it's awesome. It's a good movie. I suggest you watch it if you're a... if you're into sci-fi, cool effects, really fucking amazing effects, good story, and just overall, good movie. Can't complain. Over the weekend, the two events happened. One, the Royal Rumble. If you're a wrestling fan, I highly suggest you get into that event. A lot of wrestling topics. A lot of wrestling. But... also, number two, the conference title games. So we get a Super Bowl matchup. How cool is this? We finally get a Super Bowl matchup, and it's disappointing. It's really disappointing. So we'll get to the NFC and AFC title games. But first, I want to say the Royal Rumble was awesome. On the men's side, Cody Rhodes enters at number 30 and then wins the event. And the women's side, Rhea Ripley wins by entering number 1 and becoming the first woman to run the table. Good for her. Cody was the projected favorite the whole time. Cody was supposed to win the event the whole time. He was the one projected to dethrone Roman Reigns, however you want to put it. And honestly, if you didn't watch the Rumble, it was a surprisingly really good match. 30-man Royal Rumble, it was a really good match. You know, there were a ton of surprises, which was good. There was one, Booker T. That was good. You know, Edge came back, good. We saw Gunther, formerly Walter, entered at number 1, and he almost ran the entire table. He, broke Rey Mysterio's all-time record at 71 minutes. Rey Mysterio's record was 62 and a half minutes. So, that's fucking awesome. The real winner here is Gunther. The dude's gonna be a world champion one day. And well fucking deserved. But back to Cody. I love it. I love it. I love this. I fucking love it. I love Cody Rhodes winning the Rumble. I fucking absolutely love it. The man wants to, you know, achieve the dream that his father, the late great American Dream Dusty Rhodes, could never achieve, and that is win a world title at WrestleMania. Go do it, Cody. Go fucking do it. I mean, this is WrestleMania. I can't wait for WrestleMania weekend. I really can't. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for WrestleMania. You know, I really am excited to see who ends up beating Roman. If it's Cody, then fuck yeah, let's go, boys. So I'm excited for that. on the women's side, you know, can't really say much. Chelsea Green came back. Hey, that's good. Zack Ryder is having the time of his fucking life over there. But no, Rhea deserves to win it. She should be a women's champion. I've been a big believer in Rhea Ripley. Since she won the NXT women's title over fucking what's his face? Over Shayna Baszler. I can't remember the fucking name. By the way, no extension so far for Mr. Bo Horvat. So, what are you going to do? The main event of the Royal Rumble was actually not the actual Rumble. It was Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship. So both title belts were on the line. Spoiler alert, Roman wins. Because, of course. But that's not the shock of it. Sami Zayn, who has been the honorary Us of the entire bloodline of Roman Reigns, the Usos, Solo Sikoa, Paul Heyman, turns on the bloodline. If you weren't expecting that, you're a liar. You're a liar. Someone was going to turn on one another. It's literally like Evolution. If you're an old school wrestling fan, if you remember Evolution, God bless you. God bless you. This was well expected. This was well expected. Sami Zayn to turn on the bloodline. And now, what I think is going to happen is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens team up to take the undisputed tag team titles from the Usos at WrestleMania. That's what I think will inevitably happen. Next up. I really can't stand New School Games. I really can't anymore. Because I really tried to get into new games. You know, I got the Switch recently, and I enjoy the fuck out of it. But at the same time, you know, I find myself going back more and more to my PS2, to the old Xbox 360 games I have, Fable 2, Alan Wake, the old Halo games I have. You know, the GameCube, don't get me started on the GameCube, the fucking Wii. And it's just, modern gaming today is similar to movies. There's no creativity. There really isn't. Occasionally you get a great game, but still, that's just me speaking. Last two topics before we pack things up. Eagles destroyed San Francisco in the NFC title game 31-7. It was expected Philadelphia's going to win. I thought Philadelphia would win. I did not trust Brock Purdy in this game. You're going up against a borderline machine in Philadelphia. Purdy also tore his UCL in his elbow, so he's going to get Tommy John surgery to fix that ligament in his elbow. And I gotta say, you know, Katie has turned into an Eagles fan because of her dad. In her defense, her father's from New Jersey and is an Eagles fan. She gets points. And quite honestly, I can't be mad. Preach Philadelphia. You deserve this. You know, you've been through some crap, including a Super Bowl title over the Patriots. Now you get crack number two at effectively the second evil empire. NFL, when are you going to admit that Vince McMahon runs your company? When are you going to admit that Vince McMahon is writing the scripts for the conference title games? I can't even be happy for Kansas City. We're going to get a good Super Bowl. But at the same point, I can't root for Kansas City. I really can't. Because there were so many bad calls that benefited the Chiefs over Cincinnati. There were so many god-awful calls. And the NFL won't do shit. No, they won't. Because they want their golden boy, Patty Mahomes, in the Super Bowl. They want anything to do with Patrick Mahomes getting to the Super Bowl. That's all they want. That's literally all they want. I've considered the NFL being rigged for 2 years. Since Brady and Mahomes met the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Now I have no doubt in my mind the NFL's rigged. No doubt in my mind. Alright, so that'll do it for this episode of Time to BS. As per usual, we're coming to you from the beaches of Long Island, New York. My name is Daniel Smooth, and I hope to see you guys in this life or the next one. Have a good one, guys.